Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport, the Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
This week we set the standard, but I think we proved many times that we can compete with the best teams, and now, with all the respect, it's really important to also play well against the other teams. And then the next game for us is then very important on Tuesday against Wolves.
For us, we'd love to do better against teams maybe that are below us in the league, but we've got to earn the right to take the points from those teams. And if we don't play well enough and adapt well enough, we're not going to get as many points as we'd like.
Welcome to Molineux. Liverpool have momentum on their side. Two huge cup wins in the bag. They need to transfer that to their league form. And a win for the Reds could see them leapfrog Arsenal into fifth in the Premier League tonight. Luis Suarez serves the last of his eight-game ban. He'll be fired up for Spurs next Monday. Andy Carroll starts at Molineux tonight. It's the year anniversary of his record-breaking transfer to Anfield. And in the cup win against United a few days ago, he showed more than a few glimpses of why the Reds bought him. Carroll and Bellamy both start against Wolves, but Steven Gerrard is rested for the night, subbed against United. Kenny takes him out of the fray completely. Wolverhampton Wanderers go into this game without a win in the last 10 games in all competitions, and at home they've only won 3 of 11. Liverpool won 3-0 here at Molineux last season. Kenny's first win after taking over as caretaker manager. Well, 5 changes for the Reds tonight. Glenn Johnson, Jay Spearing, Charlie Adam, Dirk Kuyt and Craig Bellamy all get a role in the starting 11. Good news to see Spearing back from injury after missing 3 weeks sustaining some hamstring strain. And Liverpool's lineup looks like this: Pepe Reina in goal, Glenn Johnson at right back, Daniel Agger and Martin Skrtel at centre back. Jose Enrique completes the back five at left back. Jay Spearing and Charlie Adam, the midfielders. Dirk Kuyt, whose winning goal meant so much to him against Manchester United, gets another chance to shine. He's on the right of the attack, Craig Bellamy on the left, and Jordan Henderson in that hole behind Andy Carroll. On the bench for Liverpool, Alexander Doni, Fabio Aurelio, Sebastian Quates, Stuart Downing, Jamie Carragher, Jonjo Shelvey, and Martin Kelly. Now for Wolves tonight, Fletcher is the clear and obvious danger. He scored a consolation goal for them at Anfield this season when the Reds won 2-1. Kenny's side, 2 goals up in 38 minutes, and Fletcher scoring later on in the game. And he's the one who'll lead the strike forces. Hennessy in goal. The back four, Foley. Johnson is the captain, Roger Johnson. Berra alongside him, and Stephen Ward at left back. A midfield 5 then, and the 2 on the wings are the one to watch. Egard Jonsson on the right, Jarvis on the left-hand side, and the 3 in the centre. Emmanuel Frimpong, formerly of Arsenal, Keitley and Edwards, and that completes the Wolves 11. On the bench for them, George Alakobi, Richard Stearman, Sylvain Ebanks, Blake, Stephen Hunt, Milias, Kevin Doyle and De Vrij, and that's the full teams for you. So Kevin Doyle only gets a place on the bench. The mascot is walking off. He's like a rather large teddy bear with a Wolves top on. And I was looking around the crowd, John, and I couldn't work out where the Liverpool fans were, and the reason why, it's so cold, everyone's got about 10 coats on.
Yeah, they just put in a paddock across the way. The Wolverhampton used to, I always have them in the end over there, but it suits them to put them over the other side now. So yeah, they're in abundance as always. They're good weight support, never let the team down. Let's hope the team don't let them down.
Some excellent rebuilding going on here at Wolverhampton Wanderers. They're extending the stand to our left-hand side, and it's a terrific stadium. And I think when the fans get up for it here, you get a great atmosphere. Tonight, Liverpool in all red will shoot from left to right in the first half. Wolves in the familiar bright gold tops, bright gold socks and black shorts. And our referee tonight is Mr. Taylor. John doesn't know him. He crunches the eyes together, goes, who is he?
I don't think we've had this one, no. It's a new one, so we'll soon see. We'll soon put him to the sword.
We're up and running. And the ball straight away back to the Wolves keeper, Wayne Hennessy.
The game.
There's Ward getting up on the halfway line, a header which then spearing heads back towards Carroll. Midway mark, Carroll stabs a short pass behind him for Henderson, and it's over to Bellamy for his first touch of the game on the left wing. That brings into play Enrique. He's not played well for a couple of games. Back with Bellamy. Lovely that cross ball. Is decent for Carroll. Just got a glance. Counts in there. Keeper's there. And Carroll's bundled over the line. Has it gone out of play? I think it had.
Scored.
Well, he's rolled it into the net in the end, but actually, Carroll rolled that through his sheer determination, past the keeper, and then over the dead ball line. It was a header by Carroll. Carroll got in front of the central defender. Oh. He bottled it past Hennessy in the Wolves' goal, and he also rolled it over the dead ball line.
Great chance, great ball by Bellamy, knocked down by Carroll and Cout. To be fair to the goalkeeper done well, but it just wouldn't come down. He's only 3 or 4 yards out, and it's been scrambled past the post somehow.
And that kick long from Liverpool ends up with Carroll halfway line, shows his strength, moves off the defender Johnson, ends up with Adam in the midfield. A 1-2 with Henderson, and Adam moves further forward, 10 yards into the Wolves' half. Blasts the ball towards the edge of the penalty area, picked up by Johnson from the header away. Player goes down just inside the box. The referee, Mr. Taylor, waves away the short appeals from the Liverpool fans. Fletcher's dropped deep for Wolves to try and help clear it, and they've moved it wide right. Penalty or not for you, John?
I'd like to see that again, Steve. I don't want to... If it's not a penalty, then Johnson's dive. And it's Adam with the chance with Bellamy overlapping.
Playing been now. Good early pressure for Liverpool in this game. Adam down the line for Bellamy. He's left edge of the Wolves penalty area. Play back to Adam again. Right-footed curling cross. Carroll's far stick. Headed clear by the defender. Cout waits for it to bounce at least 4 or 5 times before picking up right edge of the penalty area. And his cross in the box was left by Henderson. Well, and Wolves will happily drag it away from their penalty area.
I have to say, Henderson's playing up front, and early on, he's not done much right. About 4 times he's given the ball away. He's in a position where he probably hasn't played before up front. But certainly he's got to get to grips. He's just letting us down just slightly at the moment.
Forward ball by Johnson over the halfway line. Fletcher's there, the former Burnley man. I remember myself and Saint going to Burnley and watching a very impressive player who's built on that here at Wolves. Now out to Jarvis on the left wing. Gets a cross in, nearly flicked far post for Wolves. Liverpool just about steered away from their penalty box. And Jordan Henderson races clear with possession.
One, the forward.
Forward down the left side is Enrique. Could see spearing in that side today. Adams playing almost just 5-10 yards in front of him. It's out to Johnson on the right side.
I think we need to break quicker, Steve. We slow it down. We're in...
Spearing back to Skirtle and Skirtle Fragger.
We're going at them and then like we slow it down. Just get at them. There's loads of space there. On 3 occasions it's happened at Dortmund. And give the ball away like that.
Frimpong for Wolves, edge of the Liverpool box, plays a 1-2 with David Edwards, and out to the right-hand side, Wolves cross in, low chance, and saved by Rayner on his line from David Edwards, should really have scored for the home team. Delivery into him was spot on, and Edwards struck it right into Pepe Rayner, otherwise it was 1-0 to Wolves.
It's a wake-up call, that. I was real sloppy defending from Glenn Johnson there, trying to be too clever. Johnson's trying to be too clever there. He's give the ball.
Frimpong for Wolves, edge of the Liverpool box, plays a 1-2 with David Edwards, and out to the right-hand side, Wolves cross in, low chance, and saved by Rayner on his line from David Edwards, should really have scored for the home team. Delivery into him was spot on, and Edwards struck it right into Pepe Rayner, otherwise it was 1-0 to Wolves.
It's a wake-up call, that. I was real sloppy defending from Glenn Johnson there, trying to be too clever.
Liverpool come through at the other end. Ball's pressed infield for Dirk Kuyt, but Wolves sort of mop up with about 7 or 8 of them back and sent back through to their keeper over to our right-hand side.
He's grateful, Pepe Reina. It wasn't a great finish. It was a real good run, well-timed run from the cross, and it went in the middle of the goal. That enabled Pepe to save it.
Reina rolls it out, low, edge of his area. Agger lots of time to bring it forward. Fletcher, good 15 yards from him. I guess Shonty for Bellamy has decided to drop back to the defence to try and force a forward ball. Rammed one to the right wing for Johnson. Johnson square infield for Cout. Cout takes on the defender Ward. The two sort of jigging with each other. Then Cout tries to cross. It comes back for Cout on the dead ball line. Hennessy goes up and catches above Carroll's head. Well, decent enough from Cout.
Yeah, good play. Good play.
Ball comes out from Rayner, spearing.
Good ball.
Shunts it from right underneath him, finds Carroll. Carroll releases it for Bellamy, and Carroll makes his way forward, as does Henderson. Bellamy uses Cout, right side of the Wolves' half. Johnson to Bellamy. Bellamy, long, long distance out, tries a bit of a bouncing bomb, which is caught by Wayne Hennessy. Was that a shot? It can't have been a shot from there.
Well, he hit the target, didn't he? It was
especially on the right wing.
I thought he tried to whip it in. It was a real good play from Craig Bellamy.
Well, right
side. It was a shot, and it was too far out, but he struck it well.
Edwards, he was the man with the best chance for Wolves in the game. Shot straight at Rayner. It's played across the midfield. Bellamy robs it off the defender. Poor play by Foley. Bellamy's in the boxes. Carroll Bellamy's slightly overrun it for a second, then hits it against the defender, Roger Johnson. Corner kick for Liverpool.
Good drive and run. That's what you want to see. Pace, trickery from Bellamy on the left-hand side. Done really well. Got to the byline, but it shunted out from Johnson, I think it was. A corner for Liverpool on the right-hand side, and it'd be nice to see an emulation of the goal at Villa Park, where Skrtel can score off the, to be fair, he does put good percentage of balls in, Craig Bellamy. Steve Gerrard's not on them today, so he's took over the mantle.
Bellamy's corner for Liverpool. 0-0 here. Agger's hit it down, cleared off the line by Hennessy's save. Terrific stop. Enrique follows it up. Not clear just yet from Wolves. Now it is through Kevin Foley. And Agger, who hadn't scored for a couple of seasons, and of course netted last week, all of a sudden nearly had two goals to his name.
The goalie didn't know much about it. He stuck a foot out. He's done everything right. Great corner. Great header from him as well, from Daniel Agger. And then the rebound come up, and there's a lot of appeals from Liverpool players for the penalty, but couldn't see whether they struck it hand from up here, Steve.
Jarvis, and then followed up by Ward into the Liverpool territory. Out to Jarvis again. He's fed it back forward, left side of the box. He plays an early delivery in low. Rayner stood his ground. Fletcher was behind him.
Good throw.
Rayner
great
catches
throw.
It.
Great now, throw.
Early throw out. Perhaps advantage Liverpool. Charlie Adam pressurising right through the centre. All opening up for the Scott. Adam's shot. It's weak and it's wide. And he had to do much better. Really, really did. I mean, what a terrific run, and what support he had on both flanks. And Charlie Adam just scuffs the shot to the right post.
What he did for me, Steve, again, he ignored Bellamy's run. Bellamy made a great run if he could have fed him in.
It's a toe poke forward by Wolves onto the halfway line, followed up through David Edwards on the right wing. Plays it on for Keitley. Opportunity again for Wolves. He's won the corner off Jose Enrique. First one of the game for Wolves. I think it probably is from that side anyway. His
quick one.
Corner to be taken by Keitley. Out swinger. Wolves bodies in there. Oh, top of the netting.
Good header.
Fletcher with the looping header. They took the corner quickly. Liverpool weren't quite settled. Fletcher got up there and just about made his mark behind Martin Skrtel.
Oh, it's a great
Rayner's
header.
Diving body, but that header loops onto the top of the netting.
Well, it did. Quarters unaware. Took the corner quick and deep corner. Fletcher wanted it more than anyone else, attacked it, and it's a cracking header, went on just over the bar.
Henderson now for Bellamy in the centre. Liverpool 6 points off the top four positions, 16 games left this season. Yeah, just 16 all of a sudden. Forward by Enrique, looking for Carroll, edge
that's
of the area.
Play.
He's got up there and headed above Ward. The shot from Dirk Kuyt, well, he was trying to half volley, very high in the air, and he's whipped it over the top of the crossbar.
Well, that's good positioning from Andy Carroll. He's pulled off onto the full-back, and a cross-field ball, diagonal, knocked down for Dirk Kuyt. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's about time that we're actually playing to Andy Carroll's strength. Diagonal balls, and if he gets the right position like that, he'll do a lot better.
Now Liverpool down the left line, Bellamy on the ball, he's been again the bright spark for Liverpool, rolls it back for Adam, who's gone down in the area. Referee was in the ideal position to decide on a penalty, didn't want to give it. It's ended up with Henderson left side. Now Andy Carroll tries the 1-2, comes out to Frimpong. Well, the only thing he can say is the referee was about 3 yards away from that.
Yeah, you're right, Steve.
From
yeah.
this distance, it looked like a penalty. Liverpool put a cross in. That one's headed away by Christophe Berra. Outside the area, there's Bellamy again, and a free kick awarded for Bellamy now.
That's, for me, I don't know whether that's a free kick, but certainly it's a penalty. I think it's a penalty that the referee gives the free kick because he never gives the penalty. Good play from Liverpool. It's a good run from Charlie Adam. And I don't know. I think Charlie's made the most of it, I'd say. Oh, I don't know. I can't see. I really can't see.
Well, here you go. Here's a good angle.
Yeah, well, he's not got the
that's,
ball.
That's not a penalty, John, though.
He's not got the ball.
I don't think Frimpong swings at his leg, though. I think the two are just running parallel to each other.
The referee...
And he just goes down.
The referee was just 4 yards away, 5 yards away. That's Liverpool's second penalty appeal. He's not had none of it there. It would have been easy to give that one, I have to say. You would have. It looked like a penalty, but certainly...
It did from here, but I don't think the replays... Let's see how this
Frimpong
free kick...
Frimpong never got the ball, that's what I'm saying. And it's a free kick. Hit the target, Craig.
Craig Bellamy, 23 yards, hits it. Does hit the target. Sweeped out of the sky by Hennessy, though. And
well, the goalkeeper's doing everything right, isn't he? You know, he's just having a little bit of luck on his side. Good free kick, I tell you what. He's right in the corner. It's a great free kick. Decent save.
Now Henderson... Liverpool on the attack, Adam again through the middle, thinking about a shot himself again, rolls for Bellamy, Bellamy looking near post and saved by Hennessy at that near post.
Well, the goalie, we've hit the targets on 5 or 6 occasions, you know, we're getting closer, it's a good ball that time. Charlie Adam did play Bellamy and then he had a snapshot and the goalie had it, he had to go in the far corner. The goalie had his near post covered and saved quite comfortable. But Liverpool showing the teeth.
Keightley in towards Keightley again and wraps it wide right of Pepe Reina's post. Delicious looking 1-2 with Fletcher and the shot wasn't half bad as well. Another opportunity. And there's a lot of swerve on that ball. It was going in and then it turned round and missed the post.
Thought it was in. It was Wolves' best moment of the game. Got there, Skirtle and Agger beaten there, the pair of them, good play, good movement. He's hit a great shot from 18, 20 yards and just scraped the post, Steve.
Jarvis, yeah, they go again, but that ball is cut out by David Edwards. And then bad play by Johnson, lets in Edwards. Now Jarvis wraps it across the face of goal, over the top of the crossbar it goes. Glenn Johnson, looked like an accident waiting to happen
Third
there.
Third time, he's done that three times, too blasé. This off Johnson, and that was so poor, it really was. It was nearly a gimme for Wolves. Thankfully, we redeemed it. But three times he's done that this half.
Keightley's corner from it. Adam heads it across his own area, away by Henderson. Header away by Berra, followed up from Adam. Gets to the left edge of the Wolves penalty. A good cross. Adam's Carroll's in there, went up for the volley and blocked out by Berra. Berra lifts a high clearance ball for Jarvis. Jarvis on the move, plays it across the Liverpool half. No one there for Wolves.
Well, he's having a good linesman, is Andy Carroll, because he's saying that was a handball from his shot, Steve. We couldn't see. I don't know, but he's still having a good linesman saying it's handball. Now, we'll get the replay now. It's a good, great ball. It's a great ball from, I think it was Charlie Adam, wasn't it?
It was, Adam left of the penalty area.
And he took
area.
Up a good position. It could have hit his arm. We can't see from up here.
We can't, can we?
No, we can't, but it could have done. But he's going on about it, so possibly.
I saw another replay they showed of that penalty shout before, and I think you could be right, John. Maybe it was a penalty, but nothing given. And this was a clattered ball by Wolves forward. Just a bit of news on a goalie that never quite achieved the level at Liverpool. The Reds confirming tonight that the keeper, Martin Hansen's left, has been transferred to a Danish club, Viborg. 21-year-old who joined 5 years ago. Here's Henderson, weaves his way into the area and strikes one diagonally across the face of Hennessy's goal. Hennessy's not missing anything tonight, John.
No, he's on his game. You know, to be fair, whenever we found the corners, well, it wasn't handball, Steve, off that Andy Carroll. It was unintentional if it was. But certainly that was Henderson's best moment of the game. That's what he's got to do more of, driving a box. It's a decent effort, but, you know, the goalie's been fortunate on one occasion when they come off his legs, but he's done everything right for them, and it's been quite an intriguing game, actually. it's a funny game, isn't it, really? We haven't played great, but we've still done enough to be leading. One or two decisions perhaps didn't go our way, maybe. I think the penalty from Charlie Adam would have been given by certain referees. It's a 50-50 one, but this referee seeing it the way he thought he did. But certainly when we seen the second time, Frimpong did not get the ball.
Yeah, that's true. I'd agree with you there.
Whether there was enough intent on the man, and I think Charlie Adam did go over very easy in many ways, but I think there was a connection there, and Pepe Reina's having a go now, although I don't think Pepe could have seen it from where he was.
So much dominance for Liverpool, John. Dominance that they couldn't turn into something else, a goal. What's Kenny thinking of the break? I mean, on the bench, you mentioned then Stuart Downing's a possibility to help change.
Yeah.
The game for Liverpool.
He's the only real one, isn't he? You know, down in Shelby, possibly, who would probably be better in behind Carroll because he's more natural in that position than Henderson. But I can't believe why Aurelio's on the bench. We've got too many defenders on the bench. You only need a couple. Kelly, Carragher, and Quatez, and what Aurelio's doing there, I just do not know. You might as well put, you know, one of the young lads on there who were coming through, you know, as forwards for the experience. But I don't know. I don't know. We got down and we could perhaps change the game with his pace. You know, Shelby, that's all we've got on the bench, isn't it, to win the game.
Dexy's put on Twitter here, Glenn Johnson has secretly signed for Wolves, their 12th man.
To be fair,
he needs to sort himself out.
I tell you, he certainly does. On three occasions, he's not done the right things. He's too blasé, too... I don't know what he's trying to think on it, but you don't have that much time in these games. He got away with the last one. He got away with it big time.
City Sports. The Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
Down to the... left side of our commentary position. Henderson chased into Hennessy, but the keeper got it away. Send it up with Carroll in the midfield. He sliced it forward. Count's in there. Keeper's come out. And the keeper's won the duel of the two outside his penalty area. Count had every right to think he was going to score then.
Keeper done great, but I thought Dirk could have gone in on the 50-50 ball there. The goalie wanted it more than Dirk. Great goalkeeping. Real good play from Liverpool. Good ball for Andy Carroll.
Wolves out to the right-hand side of the park. Rolled down that flank for Edwards. Edwards has got Fletcher in the box. Puts one in low to Frimpong instead. Edge of the penalty area. Frimpong with help of Keitley. Sends it back out to the wing for Edwards. Edwards, his cross hits Jose Enrique. Corner kick Wolves. He's got the home fans up for it a bit.
Yeah, he just tends to think if Wolves are going to score, it'll probably be offside play, you know, I have to say. And hopefully I'm wrong.
It's Keitley with the corner. Home team being encouraged by their fans. It's an outswinger.
Great header by Andy Carroll.
Carroll's strong header gets it away. Enrique's then forced clearance out. Is a chaser for Bellamy. Bellamy is seen off it by Christoph Berra. But Bellamy asked a question or two of the defender then.
Certainly did. Excellent ball from Enrique there. Really was.
Throwing on the left wing by Bellamy. Adam then crosses in for post. Carroll!
Yes!
Carroll's
well
bundled
done.
In home! Lovely cross!
Well done.
And Carroll, a year on from signing for Liverpool, celebrates it with a goal, poacher's goal, within the 6-yard box. Terrific delivery. What? And a sliced finish from a couple of yards out. And Liverpool lead 1-0 at Molineux.
Well, we kept on talking. I've talked for 12 months, talked myself daft about Carroll going far post. That's what he's done here. It's a great ball from Adam, and he's arrived well to beat the goalkeeper. You know, he's had a great game, super ball by Adam. But that's the position that you have to take if you're a centre-forward of his stature. And it's an easy goal again. He makes it look easy. It's a good goal. It's a striker's goal. Well done. Excellent. And we needed that, Steve. That's come at a good time for us.
Excellent goal. Right positioning by Andy Carroll. And a big birthday present after a year at Liverpool. A good game against United. And now an away goal at Wolves for Andy Carroll. Bellamy on the halfway line. It feels like there's more Liverpool players on the pitch at the moment than Wolves men. Forward ball by Enrique. A glancing header by Henderson, following through is Carroll, and in comes the keeper Hennessy to catch.
Unlucky, he seems to be moving a lot more freely now, Andy Carroll, isn't he? Strange, isn't he?
Forward for Fletcher, headed down into the right channel for Keightley, and then Enrique in the left back position back to his keeper, and Reina flamboyantly chips it back over to Enrique.
Well,
short up for Spearing, then Adam, and then on for Henderson. And Liverpool pass it out to Glenn Johnson on the right wing. It's Radio City Sport you're with. And Liverpool lead up Molineux by a goal to nil.
Good football from Liverpool.
Slammed out to the left wing. Bellamy then racing on. Up to the edge of the Wolves penalty area. Still Bellamy.
Yes!
Shot in the keeper's hands. Calamity from the keeper, Hennessy. But at least Bellamy had a go. Hennessy should have held it. And it went right through his fingers and into the corner of the Wolves net. And Liverpool lead 2-0. It doesn't matter how they come at the moment.
That's right, Steve.
And it's Wolves 0, Liverpool 2.
Well, the keeper's having to go back forward. He just backed off and backed off and backed off and let Bellamy run with the ball some 50, 60 yards. And he fired, which wasn't a great shot in, but I think the goalie's got tired because he's had so much to do in the game, you know, and it's crept through his hands. You don't feel sorry for the goalkeeper because we look after ourselves, but fair play to Craig Bellamy. It's a lovely... Do you know what? That was a great passage of play from Liverpool. It was about nine passes. And then ended up with Craig on the left-hand side. He just ran into the 18-yard box and fired in this shot. And 2-0, you know, 2-0. So it's ours to throw away now, Steve, isn't it? We've got that. We've talked about it so many times, but we've got that little breather of having 2-goal lead, which we haven't had too many times this season, have we?
Well, that's true, isn't it? Liverpool attacking with Henderson. Henderson down the right, gets to the edge of the penalty area. Couts fed in. His cross is decent for Carroll, but caught by Hennessy.
Well, that's a good play from Liverpool. And a real good ball from Dirk Couts, but the goalie done well there.
Carroll trying to walk over the top of Frimpong in the centre. He's done that well. And Bellamy's sprinted to the left. Carroll's played it wide right for Couts. Couts feeds in. Oh, and an acrobatic attempt at a volleyed goal from Charlie Adam. He caught the ball, but it flung way over the top of the crossbar.
Great play. Great play from Liverpool on the break. And that's what we'll do, and we'll pick them off on the break. It's one thing with Charlie, he makes a good run into the box. And it's a difficult technique. You know, it was a decent ball in by Cal, but if he scored, it would have been a great goal.
Bellamy out to the right-hand side. Liverpool with all the play.
That's all we have to do. That's all we have to do, keep the ball. They're backed off now, OK? Just keep the ball, get into an area and put it in the box. There you go.
Down the right channel it goes for Couts. 1-2 with Bellamy lining up a shot himself. Deflected by Roger Johnson over the top. I think that was looking into the corner, that one.
I tell you, it's a great play by Bellamy again. He's had a super game. He's cut in from the other side this time and he's fired it. Oh, I tell you what, that looked like it had the goalkeeper at all ends up. But it's a corner. And Craig's going over to that far side to rapturous applause from Liverpool fans. And he's got this one will be an outswinger from him.
Bellamy tees it up, an anxious-looking Mick McCarthy. Kenny Dalglish slightly more comfortable with his team with a two-goal lead. Corner from Bellamy, outswinger up again from Carroll. Goes back for Skirtle, heads it back into a dangerous area.
A header
drops wide from Daniel Agger.
He had a chance. If he really, really wanted that, he would have scored, you know. He wasn't fervent enough, and the ball's flicked on from Carroll, then Skirtle put it back in, and... Maybe I'm doing him a disservice, but I really thought he should have been a little bit more aggressive there with that header.
Adam gives to Couts, and then Spearing's following up behind. Another lovely pass from him to spray it out to the right wing. Henderson's on it, gives to Spearing again, low on the floor for Couts. Couts with the march ahead of Hunt. Still going Couts, edge of the Wolves box.
What a terrific save! What a terrific
save. Well, Couts got a bit of a deflection on his shot, but it was going in, and the keeper Hennessy arched his back and pushed it over the top of the crossbar.
Lovely play from Liverpool, and the keeper's redeeming himself. He's going in the top corner, and he's tipped a huge deflection off their Couts' shot over the bar for Liverpool corner. I think it's about our fifth or sixth corner of the game. I think Wolves have only had the one up to now. Who's taking this one? Charlie Adam. Which is quite right, he should have took the last one.
Adam, left footed, looking for Bellamy on the volley. Bellamy volleys twice before hitting it through a pack. There's Carroll in the pack, trying to nod it home. Skirtle's available, and no one can put it over the white line.
What a chance.
Away by Wolves.
What a great chance.
Hey, how cheeky was Bellamy there with his two little volleys on the edge of the area and then a smashed shot which was going in the corner. And then all hell broke loose.
It needed just the last touch from a Liverpool player and they scrambled it clear, did their Wolves. I thought there was a goal there for someone at the far post. I think it was Carroll, Agger and Skirtle all going for a ball and no one could just get that final touch to put over the line.
Jarvis on the left side of Liverpool's penalty area. Jarvis teeing up a cross. Cross comes in, keeper comes, punch out and Enrique gets it past Frimpong. Frimpong dives in with the challenge. Enrique keeps his feet. And then Enrique sprays a crossfield effort, counts in loads of space. Carroll's put himself clear as well. Rolled across for Adam. Adam gives to Count once more. He'll shoot and score.
Yes.
He surely does.
Well done.
He will. Three different scorers for Liverpool tonight. Dirk Count, the latest. He punches the sky. His goal against Manchester United has given him belief. And he follows it up by scoring in a consecutive game here at Molineux.
Game over.
Three for Liverpool. And those Wolves fans are walking out of Molineux. Liverpool have run riot here tonight.
Three goals, 3-0, 3 points. Well played. Enrique done ever so well there. He really did on the contact. Switched the ball to Cout, who in turn gave it to Charlie Adam. Give it back to Cout and cute angle. To be fair, the goalkeeper's let him shoot it in at the near post when he should have covered it. But it doesn't matter. He scored another goal, 2-2 for there. Cout, well done. And it's a good win for us. This is a good win. And if you use the head now, there's more goals here for Liverpool. Why not take advantage?
Corner by Liverpool. Bellamy's whopped that. Ooh. And Carroll spun ahead and wide.
It was close, Steve.
Exceptionally close. Grazed the left hand upright. Well, Bellamy put all sorts of spin on that one and Carroll, far side of the penalty area, nods one down, 3 or 4 yards wide from the replay.
Well, I think you're giving him a miss, just I think maybe a yard, Steve, but it was a good corner, wasn't it? It was, it was ferociously whipped in and he made a good run to the far post and got his head onto it. This is our biggest win of the season at this rate, isn't it? I think. 3-1, we haven't scored many goals at this. I think 3-1 we won Bolton, I up.
Ebanks, Blake, long way out. Oh, hits the upright.
I better shut up.
Well, 3-1 John, you nearly forced a Wolves goal in there.
What an effort, by the way.
Excellent shot, and the whole ground stood still, but it rocketed onto the upright. Liverpool at the other end put a ball in, which Hennessy catches. Nearly opened up for Wolves there.
It's good intent from Henderson, but it was too near the keeper. We had a good opportunity there if they just kept it away from him.
Forward, this one goes to Ebanks-Blake again, out to Hunt on the right wing. Ebanks-Blake again. Foley. He just tips it up to the right edge of the area. Jarvis, cutting cross in, far post. They've got Fletcher there and Rayner, who was struggling to get to it, just about got a hand on it and tipped over the back of the Wolves striker at the same time. It's a corner kick.
Yeah, it was a good save. I'm just looking at the replay of that shot from Ebanks-Blake.
Wolves corner. Plenty of men in the box for them. Curling ball into an area where Jamie Carragher has to clear. Fell behind Fletcher's back. Hunt puts a ball in. And it goes right out of play. I mean, I kid you not when I tell you, most of the Wolves fans have left. Liverpool find their first win of 2012 in the Premier League. Three different scorers on target tonight on deadline day in the transfer world. Andy Carroll looks like a new signing for the Reds with his goal. Craig Bellamy took a pot shot. The keeper made a horror of an error and Liverpool were 2-0 up. And then Dirk Cout adding a second to his goal against United the other day. And all of a sudden, Liverpool with three goals in the second half and a big win at Molineux. Their away form is back on track. 3 points picked up here and they leapfrog Arsenal into fifth place. Wolves 0, Liverpool 3. John.
Yeah. At half-time, I have to say, I wasn't wholly confident that we were going to win the game. Actually, talking to John Coleman, he thought we were going to win 2-0. Like I said, I think we're going to end up getting beat 1-0 here, so made up to be wrong. Second half was much better. You know, we have to say Wolves were poor, but we benefited from taking advantage and, we created quite a few chances. ironic that the goalkeeper, who's their best player, you know, threw one in and could have perhaps done better with their cows, but it doesn't matter. Great to see Andy Carroll get another goal. Bellamy, brilliant. And Calc, they're the people you want to see scoring. They're your forwards. They're the ones who get your goals, win your games, breeds confidence for the club and them. So very happy, Steve. And hopefully, if Chelsea end up getting beat by Swansea, it gets us 3 points closer to them. And still losing at 1-0, as we saw.
1-1, Carlos is just telling us. Chelsea, Bosingwa have just equalised there.
Me,
put your foot in your mouth there, didn't you? Just talk to us a little bit about Craig Bellamy. Kenny, we know, manages him to try and get the most out of him at times. We didn't have a Gerrard tonight, but yet again we had a Bellamy who plays game after game at the highest level. It's like his performances don't drop a standard.
Yeah, he did. What can you say about Craig Bellamy? We haven't said this season, you know, the crowd love him, the fans love him, you know, because he's what we've been used to seeing over the years. He bags of energy, he gives you everything he's got every game. He's got quality. Okay, his goal there today, a little bit fortunate, but it doesn't matter. You get that in football, you get what you deserve, what you merit, and what you strive for. And again, he was super today. He's super. I did nothing wrong right through the game.
I mean, at times you look at Craig and you think he's setting the example all around him.
Yeah, well, it does. You know, when you see someone who's a bundle of energy running about, and I said it last week after the Man City game, it goes through the team. He's closing someone down really quickly, like he does, like a little ferret. You know, people go behind and then it spins off, and then you get Carroll doing it, you get Emerson doing it, you get Adam doing it. And it all comes from him, you know. It is. He's been tremendous for us. Again, he's top goal scorer as well.
But just recap, Liverpool's top four ambitions. Where do you see it all in the mix now?
Well, you know, with Tottenham coming up and Man United, we had to win today. You know, there's a lot of games to go. See, when we played the away games, we've got a lot of away games to come, teams of the calibre of Wolves. You know, we've got to do what we did tonight, grind out results and win the away games. You know, at home, our home records got to be better. But what we've got at home, we've got teams that we can play who lift our game, like Man United, the Man City. We've got Tottenham next week. Not much harder game than that at the moment. You know, then you've got your Everton's, you've got Arsenal and Chelsea, who we really, them three games, Arsenal, Chelsea and Tottenham, it's at the fourth place. We have to win them three games. We really do have to win them three games to give us, you know, a real good opportunity again up there. They're 6 points, is massive.
It would be nice to think we're coming into form at the right time of the year.
Yeah, well, we are on the back of this. Don't forget, we've gone a full month, eight games without our star man, Suarez. You know, Steve Gerrard never played tonight. We haven't had them two on the pitch together. Top draw, top quality, you can open teams up. We've got them. They'll come. Suarez will be fresh now. He's been off for a month. The next 3 months for him, you know, Feb, March, April and a bit of May, he will be flying. And Steve Gerrard, you know, Steve Gerrard, he's been off. He's delighted to be back. Stevie will be flying. You know, you've got Bellamy flying, and you've got, hopefully now, Andy Carroll starting to turn his game around. You know, their couch just got to go. That's what you've got to have. That's what you're having. You know, hopefully it looks good, but there's still a lot of hard work to be done, and hopefully a couple of trips to Wembley down the road.
Post-match. It was a really good performance for the boys. Very professional, thorough, high quality. I think they deserve it overall. It's great credit to them, the way they went about their work. And I think it's a difficult place to come. Wolverhampton, but I think they deserve the victory. City
Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.